And he goes to the king, Nimrod, I have very, very bad news to tell you. And I have to tell you something that I did wrong. But it's time to tell you, all these years I kept it a secret. Nimrod says, what are you talking about? You remember 12 years ago, I had a little baby, and the stargazers saw a star coming up in the sky, swallowing the other stars, and they told you about it, and you figured out it's my baby, and you right away killed the baby because you didn't want him to grow up to be a great person. Nimrod says, of course I remember, I killed him with my own hands. Well, Terach says, you killed the wrong baby. Because that real baby, Avram, he was hiding in a cave. And you had a different baby. But now I see that this Avram is a big troublemaker. He did the worst Aveda in the kingdom. Because he came home into my house. And he did a terrible, terrible thing against the king and against the kingdom. What did he do, says Nimrod? He broke all the getchkes. What? Nimrod's face turned red. He broke getchkes. This is a very big Aveda. He has to be punished. Guards, officers, go to the house of Terach and arrest Avram the criminal and put him in jail, and we're going to punish him for breaking getchkes. And so the officers rode very fast to Terach's house, and they go in and they put Avram in chains and they put him in the dungeon. In the jail. And now Nimrod made an emergency meeting with his officers. We must do something, not just to punish this criminal, but to show everybody in the kingdom that nobody fools around against the getchkes, and nobody believes in anything but getchkes. And so, Nimrod says, the punishment for this criminal is going to be, we're going to build a very gigantic hot fire. It's going to be so hot, it's going to be burning for 3 days and 3 nights. It'll get so hot, it's going to burn everything up around it. It's going to be so hot. And then we're going to make everybody in the kingdom come in front of the fire, as close as they could stand without getting their hair burned off. And while everybody's looking, we're going to throw the criminal Avram into the fire, and everybody will see that he got burned up and punished, and no one will ever do anything again against getchkes. Shh. And they will not listen to Avram, what he says. They'll listen to Nimrod, what he says. And so, they built a very big oven, the Kibshan Ha'esh, and they made it to be so hot, burning and burning and burning with fire. And Nimrod ordered that on the third day all stores be closed. No one was allowed to go to the work, and all the schools would be closed, and everyone had to come to watch Avram get punished in the fire. And on the third day, thousands and thousands of people, everybody was there, and the king was there, and the officers were there, and now they bring out Avram in chains in front of the fire. Well, as close as you can get, because even from far away, like from here to 770, if you took one more step closer, your hair would get burned off and your clothes would get burned off. And special officers put on special uniforms that would not burn. And Avram was in the chains. And they got ready to take him into the fire, to open the door and throw him in. And so Nimrod says to Avram, before I throw you into the fire, I will give you one last chance to save your life. And here is a getchke. If you bow down to the getchke, your life will be saved. And I'll even give you a big reward, a big prize. And nothing will happen to you. You'll live. And everything will be okay. But if you do not bow down to this getchke, and if you go on believing in Hashem and teaching other people about Hashem, you will die in the fire. Because you should know that everyone has to believe in getchkes. This is the law of Nimrod, the king. And everybody was quiet, thousands of people listening to see what Avram is going to do. And Avram said very loud in front of everybody, I am a Jew. I am a Yid. And I believe only in Hashem. Even the whole world believes in getchkes, and the whole world is on the other side, and I'm on another side. I don't care, because I know that my side is right and the other side is wrong. Hashem is true, and the getchkes are garbage and narishkeiten. And sooner or later, everybody else in the world is going to come over to my side. Not that I'm going to go, chas v'shalom, over to their side. And even though there's millions of people, and I'm only one, I won't give up, because I know I'm right, and Hashem is on my side, and the other side will come over to my side. And I will not bow down to the getchke, even if you throw me into the fire, and even if I die in the fire, if that's what Hashem wants, that's what's going to happen. But I'm not going to bow down to no getchke. And Nimrod was getting angry, because he felt that Avram was very strong, and he was not used to a person being strong against the king. He was used to everybody bowing down in front of the king. And he says, just bow down and pretend. Just so everybody sees you bowing down. And everybody will see you bowing down. And then you won't have to go in the fire. And Aram says, I won't even pretend to bow down. I don't want anybody to even think that I'm bowing down. I only bow to Hashem and no getchkele. It's garbage, it's Bubba Mises, it's baloney, and I am only for Hashem. And Nimrod got very angry, and his face turned red. And he said, throw him in the fire. And the guards put on the special uniforms, and they took Avram close to the fire. And they were burning up their hair, and their clothes were burning up, and Avram was very hot. And they threw him in the fire, and they closed the big door. And Nimrod said, good, Avram is dead in the fire, that's finished. And he's going to burn in there, and we're going to look at his burned up bones when the fire goes down to see how he died. Everybody, in 3 days, come back here at this time. We're going to open up the door back, and we're going to look inside and see Avram's burned up bones. And everybody will learn a lesson. This is what happens to a person that throws getchkes into garbage and breaks them up. And from now on, everybody will dive into getchkes, and everybody will have getchkes, and nobody will believe in Hashem, because they'll see this is the end of the person that believes in Hashem. And the Malachim from the Himmel were all looking down, and they're wondering, is Avraham really going to get thrown into this fire? He's the first Jew. He's the first Yid. Good things are supposed to be happening to Avraham. Look at all the mysterious nefesh that he had for Hashem. He went into a fire. He's going into a fire for Hashem. He's ready to give up his life for Hashem. He's the only one in the world who's believing in Hashem and trying to get others to believe in Hashem. He's giving his life for Hashem. Not only in the fire, every day. From morning till night, he's going around and teaching people, helping people. His life is not for himself, it's for Hashem. And now he's going to get burned up in a fire? That's going to be the end of the first yid? How could it be? Hashem promises good things for him. And this is his end? The Malachim are looking down. And Malach Gavriel goes to Hashem very fast. Hashem, I'm not afraid of any fire at all. I'll jump in and I'll go save Avram. Let me do it. After all, I'm a Malach. I'm a Shliach. I'm a messenger for you. I do jobs for you. Let me do this. Let me go save Avram. Malach Gavriel wanted to. Hashem said, no, I don't want you to go save Avram. What? So what's going to happen? And Hashem said, I myself am going to go save Avram from the fire. Hashem said, I myself, I'm going to go save Avram myself. Because I'm an only one, and Avram is also an only one. I'm an only God. I'm an only Hashem, just one. There's one Hashem. And Avram is an only Yid. He's the only Yid. He's on one side and the whole world is the other side. So I'm an only one and I'm going to go save Avram, the only one. And Hashem himself went down into the fire. And Hashem saved Avram from the fire. Of course, they still threw him in the fire. They threw him in and they locked the door. But they didn't see what happened inside. They didn't see what Hashem did. They thought a fire was burning. And sure enough, on the outside, it was still burning hot. They thought the fire was burning. You know, Hashem could make such a mess, if Hashem wants, that even a fire is burning, at the same time, it's not burning. Maybe Malach Gavriel, if he would have gone into the fire, maybe he can cool it off. Wouldn't be a fire. Because either a thing is hot or cold. Either it's burning or it's freezing or it's not burning. There could be fire, there could be water. Water puts out fire. But you know what Hashem could do? Hashem could make the fire to be burning and at the same time not burning. If Hashem wants to do that, he can do that. If Hashem wants, he can make ice and fire at the same time. Like in Mitzrayim by the Makos, the Barad, the hail. Big pieces of ice and inside is fire. And the ice doesn't freeze the fire and the fire doesn't burn the ice. Hashem can do opposite things. Like one time, somebody came to a tzaddik from the Gemara and he says, what could Hashem do? Let's see what Hashem could do. Could he make... let's take an elephant. The elephant's very big. And take a needle, the kind that mommy sews with a needle, and in the needle is a little hole, and you put the thread in the hole. Now could Hashem, if he wants, could he make the elephant so tiny that he could fit in the hole of the needle, could he? And the tzaddik smiles. Well, of course. What do you think? And then the person asks the tzaddik, well, if Hashem wants, could he make the hole so big that the elephant could go through the hole even though he's a big elephant? Could he do that? And the tzaddik smiles and says, of course. But that's not what Hashem really could do. And the person says, what do you mean, what Hashem really could do? He just told me he could make the elephant tiny and go through the hole, or he could make the needle so big that the hole is gigantic and the big elephant goes through the big hole. So isn't that what Hashem could do? Yeah, the tzaddik says, but that's nothing. I'll tell you what Hashem could do, but I don't know if you're going to understand it. I don't know if anybody's going to understand it. Hashem could keep the elephant to be a gigantic, big elephant. A big elephant. And Hashem could keep the needle very tiny and the hole is very, very small. And He's not changing the needle and He's not changing the elephant. And the elephant is big and the needle is small. He's not changing anything. And Hashem could take that elephant and put it through the hole in the needle. The elephant stays big, the needle stays small, and the elephant is going through the hole in the needle. And the person scratches his head, what do you mean? How can Hashem do that? That's the koyach of Hashem. He does things that we can't understand, even opposite things. We don't understand the koyach of Hashem. That's Hashem. That's why He's Hashem. It's not a malach, it's not a person. It's not our brain, it's not even a Moloch's brain that can understand this. That's why Hashem is called Nimna HaNimnois, the impossible of all impossible things. Hashem can do things that we think are impossible. This is the Koyach of Hashem. He came down into the fire, and on the outside was a burning hot fire, and on the inside Hashem turned it into a beautiful garden. For Avram to be in a beautiful botanic garden, so with beautiful trees and flowers, and it was nice and cool and comfortable. And Avram was in the garden for 3 days, and there was delicious fruit to eat for him, and he did not, chas v'shalom, suffer at all. Avram was ready to jump in the fire and give up his life for Hashem. Makinalach, unfortunately, there was somebody else there. And a little bit different happened to him. Because, as I told you, Avraham, he was called Avram then. Avram was ready to jump in the fire, and he says, if Hashem wants me to give my life, that's what I'm going to do. He did not expect any miracles to happen. He never knew that this would happen. He never dreamed that this would happen. He knew he was jumping into a fire, and he jumped into a fire. And that's it. Avram had a brother named Haran. You should know, Avram had two brothers. One was Nachir, and one was Haran. Haran was a brother of Avram. Haran was watching, and people were asking him. They said, whose side are you on? Are you on Nimrod's side? Are you on Avram's side? Avram's your brother, but Nimrod's your king. You better tell us whose side you're on. And some of the king's guards were also listening, and some of the king's officers were also listening. Hey, let's see who Avram's brother's side. Let's see whose side he's on, Nimrod or his brother Avram. Hey, what's he going to tell us? Well, Haran says, I'm not really sure, you know. My brother Avram keeps talking about Hashem and believing in Hashem and davening to Hashem and no getchkes and throwing the getchkes in the garbage and his baloney and his nashkite. But I never saw Hashem. I'm not really sure my brother is right. You know, I have my doubts. I'm not really sure. I don't know. And then, of course, there's Nimrod. He's a great king and he has getchkes of him and he's very powerful and he wants everybody to daven to him and to bow down to him. And I'm not exactly sure if he's also a good king. I'm not sure exactly. I tell you what. This is what's going to happen. If Avram dies in the fire, then to me it means there's no Hashem. So I'm going to forget about Hashem. But if Avram is going to live in the fire, and Hashem is going to save him, then that means there is Hashem. So, if he dies in the fire, then I'm only going to believe in Nimrod and Getchkes. I'll daven to Getchkes.
I'll take out the siddur from my house and the pushkin and the tilim and all the svarim. I'll get rid of it. And in every room I'm going to put back the getchkes that I had before Avram made you throw out the getchkes. And I'll daven to the getchkes. But if Avram is going to live and Hashem is going to help Avram, then I'm going to take all the getchkes and forever put them in the garbage can, and I'm only going to daven to Hashem. So it depends. It depends what's going to happen.
Later on, do you know what happened to Haran? They also threw him into the fire because they were upset at him. Maybe he doesn't believe in Nimrod. Maybe he thinks there is Hashem and he's not going to be on Nimrod's side. Because he was speaking, maybe he's not going to believe in Nimrod and the getchkes. And they opened the door and they threw him into the fire also. You know what happened to Haran? He got burned up in the fire. In the same fire he got burned up. He didn't make it. He left over his kindalach. You know who his kindalach were? Sarai was one of them, and Lot. You know who took care of them? Avram married Sarai. He married his niece, his brother's daughter. And Lot went along with them also. And he had another daughter, the Torah says. But why did he get burned up and Avram didn't get burned up? Because Kinelach, he didn't have a strong emunah, a strong believing in Hashem. He was a wishy-washy. He was jumping back and forth. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Maybe it's Nimrod, maybe it's Geshkes, maybe it's Hashem, maybe. I don't know, I'm not so sure. Let's see what happens. This is Shvach, this is weak. And because he didn't have this strong connection with Hashem, he didn't have a miracle. Hashem didn't save him. But Avram was so strong for Hashem, Kinelach, that he was ready to give everything up for Hashem, even his life. He went on a serious nefesh. And in that koyach, Hashem did for him a miracle. Not that he expected it. He wasn't looking for the miracle. A big tzaddik looks only to do what Hashem wants. Even if he's going to give up his life. A big tzaddik doesn't care about himself. He cares about Hashem. There was another time one time, a voice came out from the Shemayim, and it said, "The Baal Shem Tov lost his Olam Haba." Now, I told you another story about the Baal Shem Tov having lost his Olam Haba. This is something different. For whatever reason, whatever it was, a voice came out and announced, "The Baal Shem Tov loses his reward. He will not go to Gan Eden in Olam Haba. He will not get a reward for all of his Torah and mitzvahs. The Baal Shem Tov has lost Olam Haba." A voice came out from the Shemayim and the Baal Shem Tov heard it. Do you know what happened to the Baal Shem Tov? How he felt? A person might think, "Oy, he must be so upset. He probably cried. He lost Olam Haba. He lost his reward. What's he going to do?" Do you know what happened to the Baal Shem Tov? He became very happy. He was besimcha. He was smiling. He was laughing. He was dancing. He was singing. He went around happy. How could it be? How could it be that he was so happy if he lost Olam Haba? I'm going to tell you. The Baal Shem Tov said, "Now I can really serve Hashem in a true way. Now I can really do mitzvahs for Hashem and learn Torah for Hashem. Because before, maybe the reason I was really learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, maybe because I want to get a reward. Hashem gives a reward when we learn Torah and do mitzvahs, that's for sure. Hashem gives not only a reward, a big gigantic reward. In this world, we don't really get the reward for Torah and mitzvahs. Even if we have good things and money and we're healthy and we have all kinds of good things, that's not the reward for Torah mitzvahs. That's only a way that we should be able to do more Torah mitzvahs. if we're gesund and we have the things we need, that gives us the koyach to be able to go and learn more Torah and do more mitzvahs. That's not the reward. Maybe, like I said, all of the good things that Hashem gives us in this world, we have clothes, we have food, we have a nice home, Baruch Hashem, we have heat when it's cold, we have an air conditioner when it's hot, we have all the things that we need to live our life. This is not a reward for Torah mitzvahs. Because when we feel, Baruch Hashem, good and strong, and we have the things we need and money, we're able to learn more Torah and do more mitzvahs. The real reward comes in Olam Haba. Either in Gan Eden, where the Neshama goes after 120 years, or after Mashiach comes, in this world, is going to be a very, very big reward for all the Torah and mitzvahs for the Yidden. And the Baal Shem Tov said, maybe the reason I was really learning and davening and doing mitzvahs, because I'm going to get a reward. Who's the reward for? For me. I'm going to get for myself a prize. Maybe I wasn't really doing it for Hashem. Maybe I was doing it for myself. What is better, to do Torah and mitzvahs for yourself or to do it for Hashem? The highest level is to do for Hashem. Of course, a kid and most people, they're going to do it because they're going to get something for themselves. That's okay. Because in the end, the person will come to really do Torah mitzvahs because it's really for Hashem. But the way Hashem made us, we also want to get something out of it too. So if you get a prize in yeshiva because we're learning good or davening good, that also helps us to go on. But a real tzaddik is doing Torah mitzvahs for Hashem, not for himself. But the Baal Shem Tov said, maybe I was really doing it for myself and not Hashem. But now that I lost my reward and I'm not going to get anything for myself, now I have a chance to do only for Hashem, because there's going to be nothing in it for me. Only for Hashem I'll learn Torah and do mitzvahs. And the Baal Shem Tov was very happy that now he gets a chance to really learn Torah for Hashem and do mitzvahs only for Hashem, because he did not get anything for himself. This is a real, true, highest kind of tzaddik. And that's the way Avraham Avinu was. He was ready to give up his life for Hashem, even though he was going to get burned up in the fire. But Haran, he was not ready to do that. He says, if Hashem does a miracle, if it's good for me, it's good. If not, I give it up. Okay, 3 days later, all the people came back to open the door and look inside and see Avram's burned up bones. And so 3 days later, they came back, they opened up the door. Nimrod himself opened up the door and they looked inside. And all of a sudden, Nimrod sees a beautiful garden, trees and flowers, and Avram is waving, "Hello! Hello! Hi, Nimrod! You want to come inside my garden and take a walk?" "What? Am I dreaming? Is that Avram? And he's alive? And he's not in a garden? With trees and flowers? Wait a minute. What's going on here? He was thrown into the hottest fire that ever was in the whole world. And now he's walking around in a garden? Why didn't he die?" And Nimrod came in and he saw what Avram, how he's alive. And Avram came out now, and all the people cheered Avram. They said, "Yay, Avram, look, the great tzaddik. It's really Hashem who's Hashem and not Getchkes." And Nimrod said, "No, Avram's Hashem. This is the new Getchke. Everybody bow down to Avram. He himself is a Getchke, not Hashem. Let's bow down to Avram." And Avram said, "No, no way. I'm no Getzke and don't daven to me. Now you're missing the point again. First you think it's Getzke, then you think I'm a Getzke. Every time you make a mistake. It's Hashem who helped and Hashem who saved me. And if you want to bow down to somebody and daven to somebody, not the Getzkes and not me, you daven to Hashem. And people that day, Kenelach, they went home and they went into their rooms and they saw the Getzkes on the tables there, and they went into the bedrooms and they saw in the closets the Getzkes, and they went into the all the different rooms in the house that there was Getzkes, and they took the Getzkes and they threw in the garbage cans. The garbage cans were filled with Getzkes that day, that people said, forget these, we're davening to Hashem. And they cleaned out the house in Getzkes, and many, many people, Kenelach, threw out Getzkes, and many people went with Avram, and they said, Avram, teach us Torah, teach us about Hashem, we want to learn. And many people came to Avram's yeshiva that day.